This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. The Coalition has confirmed it would match Labor's pledge to reduce the cost of medicines listed on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. Ahead of next week's federal budget, the Albanese government says if re-elected, it will move to limit the cost of medicines on the PBS to no more than $25 a script, a $6.60 reduction from the current cap. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese claims the announcement continues a trend of his government making medicine cheaper. The measure is included in next week's federal budget and is projected to cost the government $689 million over the next 4 years. Federal Opposition Leader Peter Dutton says if elected, the Coalition would pursue free trade agreements with Israel and the European Union. His address on the Coalition's foreign policy approach at the Lowy Institute in Sydney today was interrupted by a protester who was eventually escorted away by security. Mr. Dutton says free trade negotiations are a particular focus area for the Coalition. A major flood warning has been issued for far north Queensland communities near the Lower Herbert River. The water level has surpassed the major flood level of 5.5 metres. For days, persistent showers and storms have been occurring across the Lower Herbert and Tropical Coast, with up to 200 millimetres of rain recorded between Townsville and Innisfail each day. Residents in Townsville have been recovering from last month's floods and are now dealing with this new flood threat. The Bureau of Meteorology says the rain is set to continue throughout today, increasing the flood risk. New South Wales has become the first state in Australia to introduce legislation to regulate the disposal of lithium batteries used in electric scooters and bikes. Under the bill, those who make and sell the products will have to follow requirements on design and manufacturing, reuse and recycling, and safe disposal. Fire and Rescue New South Wales says fires from these type of batteries are the fastest growing fire risk in the state. In 2024, Fire and Rescue New South Wales responded to 384 lithium-ion battery incidents. Those incidents included 33 injuries and multiple fatalities. State Environment Minister Penny Sharp says she is optimistic the legislation will be passed next week. The Greens have criticised a plan by the Prime Minister to introduce a bill to federal parliament next week that would change federal environmental laws to allow the ongoing operation of the salmon industry in a part of Tasmania where an endangered fish species lives. Scientists are warning the Maugean skate is teetering on the brink of extinction. The species lives in Tasmania's Macquarie Harbour, where the salmon industry operates. Environmentalists have expressed concern over the regulation of the salmon industry. It comes amid a long-running legal review by the Federal Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek into whether an expansion of the industry in the harbour in 2012 was properly approved. In cycling, the men's and women's Tour de France will begin in Britain in 2027. It will be the first time both races have held stages in the same country outside France. The Scottish city of Edinburgh will host the start of the men's tour, the Grand Départ, for the first time. The men's race will feature stages in Scotland, England and Wales. The women's race will also start in the UK, but the host city for the start is not yet known. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.